Okay, so this is the last session before the actual wrap up overview, the closing statement from the chair of our board. So, what's happened? We've had the closed door sessions with the platforms. We've had overview perspectives from the themes. And so what we're asking now is that the, and I guess this is my charge to the panel, is that the platform leaders talk about takeaways, the path forward. So I've asked each of them to give us a very broad brushstroke summary of the platform with a view towards what are its objectives, where is it trying to go, and then given that context, what are the key takeaways and what is the path forward for each of these platforms. So that's the perspective I think we want to go with on this. And so I think I'll ask Jean-Michel, since he's standing up, to start.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is you'll be over first too.
So am I starting?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Well, let's ask the French guy to speak first. Yeah, I get it. Okay. So what happened, and what can we get out of the meetings we had with the East platform? So far, it was a nice opportunity to meet face-to-face with people in the platform, that's for sure. And this is one of the most important things I think we can get out of this meeting, so we know exactly who is involved in the East platform. Now, about different aspects of the East platform, we can go theme by theme and look what's going on and how can we improve those themes, and if possible, add project to the different things that we're, or projects that we're doing right now. So, of course, we have a large distribution of researchers, mostly concentrated in the East, but a couple of guys are from the central part of Canada and on the west part of Canada. And as far as feedstock is involved, well, the concept of the East platform is supposed to be linked with thermal conversion of biomass, so gasification, and this is what we were talking about all around the AGM. But one thing that is missing in terms of feedstock, of course, is the low-value feedstock like municipal solid waste or really cheap feedstock. So nobody is looking into this, and I think it would be more than interesting to see what could happen in that sense. Of course, the dynamic and the economic is different on the West Coast. So other type of biomass, may apply for the West Coast, but in the East Coast, on the East Coast, the price of lignocellulose, like wood chips, residual agriculture or forest biomass, really expensive. So we have to look into feedstock that would be really cheap. So there should be project in that sense. And while biomass growing is, of course, really interesting, but focus from the industrial partner, what was shown by the industrial partner is it's really cool to grow biomass, but you have to give us prices so we can fit this in our model. So if you want to grow biomass, that's fine, but I think the objective would be to produce biomass as cheap as possible if you want to fit in the gasification platform that there is on the East Coast. So this is so far for the feedstock part. As far as conversion is concerned, well, we have people from all around. Of course, there is a conversion of the syngas. There are technology to convert syngas into added value products. There is reforming technology, which are really also very important to increase the amount of syngas that is produced out of biomass. One thing that should be also inserted in the East platform is the link with the forest and the pulp and paper industry. A large portion of the East platform is dedicated to integration to the forest sector and the pulp and paper sector via I think biorefinery is now taboo in our group, so I won't say it, but something comparable to this extent when you take each part of the biomass and you upgrade it. So there is a link, of course, with gasification, because gasification is a technology that could be applied for the pulp and paper, and it was mentioned by Polytechnique Steam. But as well, I think we should find a way to increase the link toward the pulp and paper and forest industry in the East platform in terms of conversion, to fit a little bit more with all the researcher and the investment that have been made for the East platform so far. In terms of utilization, we have a few dark area when we don't know where researchers are in the utilization or in they are in conversion, I think we should clarify this, and this is our job to do this. It's a technicality, but utilization is really missing in the East platform. We have one person working in utilization, maybe two, depending on where this person will fit in the different models. But I think it will be really interesting to see people working on utilization of what is produced out of syngas. So are we using syngas in a generator? Are we using syngas to produce fuel? Yes. If we produce fuel, can we have people working on utilization and using those fuels into engines or whatever? So people in utilization are, of course, missing on the East platform. Finally, people in seas. We have people in seas linked to the pulp and paper and forest industry. But, of course, we will need more link with the seas in terms of gasification in general. It would be nice to link with those people as much as possible. So as far as the industry is concerned, the industry has agreed that, well, the role of BiofuelNet and the role of the researcher in BiofuelNet should be to produce small-scale system that could be then upgraded and scaled up by the industry. Our role should not be to make pilots, which are big, really expensive, and let's be frank, not really something plausible for money that we have in that sense, that it is supposed to be dedicated to research. So the industrial partner do agree with the fact that we're working at lab scale or pilot scale, and they want this to go further, and we still work on lab or pilot scale. Of course, they say that they will take care of the scale-up if technology reaches a certain point where the result can be repeated and can be trusted. So definitely, I think the industry has helped us clarify the role that we have in terms of research, not going too big, staying at the laboratory level, bench level, and they will take care of scaling up if the technology gets interesting for them. They mentioned that it's really important for us to train highly qualified personnel. This is also a really important part of the network. And the fact that we are all linked together may allow students to travel from one part to the other of the country. And this is really interesting because we increase the opportunity for students, we increase the opportunity for professor and for work to be done with highly qualified personnel, and eventually maybe even linking those students with industrial partner on the different platform. So on that sense, they were really happy about what's going on in the platform. In terms of networking, well, to finish with the industrial partner, of course, the East platform has a lot of them, but the East platform will also like to link with other types of industry as the airlines and people working in jet fuel are using jet fuel. And in that sense, it would be interesting to work with people on utilization and eventually link with jet fuel because there is potential for syngas to be converted with different techniques as one that is studied by some of the researchers in the group. In terms of networking, what has been going on? Of course, there is a lot of networking in the guys working at Polytechnique because they're working on the same subject. They're working on optimizing the pulp and paper. And in that sense, it's a wonderful example of collaboration. But in terms of between institutions, what has been going on? Well, we have been 4 or 5 months in the network. But in our case, I don't want to talk too much about what we're doing because I don't want to brag about those kind of stuff, and maybe I don't have anything to brag because, well, whatever. You see what I mean? Let me show you what we've been doing in terms of networking, and we try to do more eventually, of course, but we have been linking with the people that are producing algae, that are producing biomass, so we're linking with the guys that are producing willow to produce a biomass that will help us dewater the algae that is produced by another member of the network, and we transform the whole package into added value product in our sense. So those kinds of interaction are something really important for us, and the East platform will try as much as possible to increase those kind of collaboration, which is really beneficial for a network as ours. So finally, we will the East platform is going to start activities. Quarterly, we will meet by video conference, and each of the researchers will have to present their work, a 15-minute presentation. So at the end of the year, we're going to be exactly able to know who is doing what. And eventually, we will ask other researchers from other platforms. As an example, I already asked David to come and give a presentation on what they're doing in their in his work in particular to our platform. So this way, we're going to be able to interact and connect with all the researchers. So that's about it. We are hopeful that next year we will have a lot more of results to show. And so far, I think we have done a good exercise of publishing, getting HQP, and interacting with one with the other. So that's about it.
Okay. Just, if anybody's got questions or comments, I have one. I'm just curious, for Jean-Michel, you talked about networking, and I've been doing a fair amount of attempting to do international networking. And I wonder if what do you see as a potential role for international networking? I know we all think about Canada. Can you comment?
Yeah. International networking may be beneficial on some aspects. This is my opinion. I'm not talking on behalf of the East platform. So it's really important, and I think Miguel has done a good job on networking with different countries, and this is really cool because we can involve new HQP, get new students, and in that sense, it's really important. But networking is limited by the fact that we're linked to industrial partners, so we have to be really careful about the information that are going through the border. So if we start networking, I think the industrial partner will be happy about that as long as we don't involve too much of the intellectual property that we're working on. As long as students are involved in HQP, I think it's an incredible opportunity, and you guys at McGill should pursue on this and get as much contact as possible. But in terms of doing research in common with other countries, this is a complex matter. But as long as students are involved, this is, could be a real good opportunity for our students to travel and for other students to come to Canada and maybe be interested about what we're doing. Do I have the good answer?
Sorry?
Do I have the good answer? Did I answer right?
Well, I don't know if there's a right answer, but it's a good answer.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Questions? Oh, here we are. Go ahead. He's hemmed in.
I may elaborate a little bit of what Jean-Michel has said about the international cooperation. The team at Polytechnique is quite active already, has an extensive network of contacts abroad. We send students there. I think that right now we have two or three students, graduate students in Europe in various universities. And we receive a fair amount of students who are doing the new master diploma in an engineering school in Europe. They come to Polytechnique and do their project, their master project. So we have a fair amount of foreign students. So far, there has not been conflict of about the information, you know, they work on specific matters which are sufficiently general, we don't think that there is any problem of divulging prematurely knowledge. So this is a good point that you brought up, Dan, and I think there are activities going on.
Merci, Jean.
Anybody else? Questions, comments, abuse? All right, thank you, Jean-Michel.
And once again, because yesterday was really a cool barbecue, and I think Annie organized this barbecue. And I would like to say it was really cool. And it was, I think, the first time in my life when I saw that I see La Batte 50 on tap. So it was really a nice experience for me. Merci beaucoup d'être venu à Montréal, puis merci encore d'être passé dans la plateforme de l'Est.